Well, hello again. I'm Randy Fay.
And I'm Nancy Lewis.
And we are trying to get together another podcast for you tonight. It's the 3rd of June tonight, and we are in the city of Juchitán in the very south part of Oaxaca, right near the coast. And we're actually getting farther south in Mexico. And it's Sunday evening, and we're sitting in the Zócalo, the main plaza of the town. And the band the marimba band that's been playing has just taken a break. And we just wanted to describe the really very nice scene to you.
It is about 85, somewhere around there, degrees. It's humid. The air is very, very calm and very heavy. Around the plaza here, we have many, many trees. I'm looking at a palm tree with the glow of the evening sky. Behind it, flowers blossoming. And we're sitting at the plaza. And everybody is out tonight. One of the specialties that they have in this town is a go-karts. Little go-karts for 3, 4, 5-year-olds. They have little motors. They are brought to the plaza every night on bicycles, carts loaded up, 4 or 5 high, a couple rows of them. I think they're battery operated. They come here and for maybe 50 cents, the little 3-year-old, 4-year-old, 5-year-old gets to run them around and around the plaza, around the band. So the band is playing up above, and the children are learning to drive early. In Mexico, many, many people drive without licenses. I think they start now when they're about 3, 4, 5 here. There's one little kid, about 4, keeps on bringing it outside of the band area, which is nice smooth tile, and going out into the plaza, kind of running away with it, almost hitting a few people. And he makes his way back in and keeps on going around. He only hit a couple people. But the parents probably tell their kids, we'll go tonight and we'll let you ride one of those carts. And I'm sure that's one of the highlights of the Sunday evening here at the little town.
You know, it feels like the whole town is here. And we've got entertainment and the kids are here. And one of the characteristics that we've found of most places we've been in Mexico is it seems like there's much more of a sense of shared life or shared community or something. People are outside more, interacting with each other. Lots of people are out here. We just ate. Tell them about where we were just eating.
Well, one of the things that we were told to come to the plaza for evening meal, and along the plaza, at nighttime, it turns into an outdoor cafe. All the plastic tables and chairs are basically been stacked up for the evening, but as the women come and they set up their little outdoor cafe with no walls, just a table with a little cooker with charcoal on it, and they cook a few different meals. One is chicken, and we had a clayuda this evening, a big old taco full of meat and cheese and cabbage, and the women all buy for business. If someone comes by and says, please sit down, I'll cook you a great clayuda or pollo with his chicken.
They don't say, please sit down.
Yeah. They say, sit down. It's very good. It's muy rico.
As you walk by, they're calling out, clayudas. They name off all the things that they can have, and so fast that we can't follow it, but they name off all the things that they have, and they say, come on, sit down. Uh-huh. It's like a food court in a U.S. Mall, except that instead of being all sterile and everything with a bunch of fast food joints around the edge, it's these women with their charcoal cookers, with their own little sections of it, with their own little tables. Everybody's tables are separately marked. And you sit down at their table and they take care of you, but it looks like one huge sidewalk cafe.
So we ate there last night and tonight. And Randy had said that people spend a lot of time out here. We found all through Mexico, no matter where we are, there's someone somewhere. and there are less stores that people go inside, more outside markets. Such as this morning, a Sunday morning, we came out looking for a cup of coffee and a piece of bread, some pan, as they call it. And we noticed women lined up along once half a block across from the market here, in front of the government palace, and all of them had flowers that they were selling, all sorts of irises and roses and flowers that were chained together. The women are older women, 50s, 60s, 70s, sitting or standing with their colorful bouquets, flowers everywhere, tables and awnings, and just waiting for people to come and buy their morning flowers. What's especially beautiful is the women's costumes here in the town, because it's the people here, 80% of them that live here, are called Zapotec. And the Zapotec is an indigenous group down in Mexico. They have their own language and their own costumes and own customs. But the women all wear these black tops, short sleeve tops, completely black, that are hand embroidered with very, very bright, large floral designs of oranges and yellows and blues and greens. Many of the women have long hair that's braided, and wear very, very long skirts that are almost lace and see-through with multiple layers that don't really match in color completely, but there's some kind of connection. And they're just beautiful. They all wear sandals. Very large women here. Very interesting to see them lined up half a block on both sides. All the flowers and the costumes and the women talking. I really think it's an opportunity for the women just to get out and talk, and they tell the men that they're actually working, but we know better. They might sell some.
All the women here, when they're carrying around, they might be selling a few potatoes, or they might be selling some bread or some... They have little baskets, and they carry them on their head like they do in many places of the world. But we see them carrying pretty significant items on their heads, and we're jealous. It's a pretty impressive technique.
They don't use any of their hands. They use a little rolled-up towel that they put on their head, and then they load whatever cargo that they are carrying on top of their head.
And they look like it's nothing. They look like there's no fear. They're complete confidence. Mm-hmm. There's no like, I'm worried that I'm going to drop this or anything like that. They're just walking along, complete confidence.
Very beautiful culture. It does have its challenges, its poverty, its richness. But it does seem that these people are really friendly, so willing to give a smile and to share a little bit of their lives with complete strangers. So
and
we're very grateful for that.
They seem to share their lives with themselves more than we've ever seen before.
And that's something I think that's really different that we are seeing in Mexico, that there's much more a sense of community, people spending time together. Right here, there's a young little couple sitting, talking in the park on the bench, and many, many couples here.
Just talking. We see that a lot.
It's a romantic country. But people are out everywhere and just being together instead of at home and in front of their TVs or in front of their Nintendos or in their room. They come out. And they stroll around and they talk. It's very, very nice because every single town that we've been to has a central plaza that is meant for people to come out and to say hi and to catch up and just spend the evening. And that's something beautiful that we're really enticed by, and that every time we come into a town, the first thing we do is go find the main plaza and sit down and reconnoiter from there.
Well, we'll let you go now. This is Randy and Nancy from hobobiker.com. You can find all of our podcasts at hobobiker.com/podcast, and we'd love to have you listen to them. Please do send us a note if you listened to this and enjoyed it. Randy and Nancy at hobobiker.com.
Adios and gracias.
We'll see you later.